BBC News with Sue Montgomery. G20 leaders meeting in Rio de Janeiro have pledged to ensure billionaires pay their fair share of taxes. A final communique released hours after the summit began committed to closing loopholes that allow the wealthy to avoid tax. Brazil's President Lula said a tax on the wealthy would go a long way to help tackle hunger and poverty.
A cooperação tributária internacional.
International tax cooperation is crucial to reducing inequality. Studies commissioned by the G20 Finance Track reveal a 2% tax on the wealth of ultra-rich individuals could generate around $250 billion annually to be invested in addressing the social and environmental challenges of our time.
Gaza's Hamas-run Interior Ministry says its security staff have killed more than 20 criminal gang members involved in stealing aid. Earlier, UN aid workers revealed that a convoy of more than 100 trucks was looted on Saturday. There's little way of independently verifying the ministry's claims. Here's Frank Gardner.
Hamas had a confrontation with these looters, and the result of which, reportedly, up to 20 people have been killed. Hamas, they were the police force there, and they are fighting Israel. So who's going to be doing the security? And some people, some ruthless people, reportedly members of two particular Bedouin tribes, have taken advantage of this, formed this criminal enterprise. They're stockpiling the stolen goods and selling it at extortionate prices to Gazans who can barely afford it.
The US envoy to the UN has pledged more security assistance to Ukraine in the coming days, after officials confirmed the Biden administration would allow Kyiv to fire US long-range missiles into Russia. Speaking at a Security Council meeting, Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Russia's relentless attacks were killing Ukrainian civilians and destroying critical infrastructure. Afterwards, Ukraine's foreign minister, Andriy Sybiha, said the US permission could have a very positive impact on the fighting.
The longer Ukraine can strike, the shorter the war will be. And Ukraine's position has always been clear. We have a full right to strike military targets on the territory of Russia. It is our legitimate right, and it will save lives of our civilians. It could have very positive impact on the situation on the battlefield.
Germany and Finland say they're deeply concerned after an undersea cable linking the countries was severed. Their foreign ministers said they suspected sabotage. They said European security was under threat because of Russia's war against Ukraine, as well as from other malicious actors. BBC News. Thousands of people from across New Zealand are gathering in Wellington for the end of a nine-day peaceful march against a controversial bill seeking to reinterpret the country's founding treaty. Critics assembling outside Parliament say the legislation seeks to dilute the rights of the indigenous Maori people. The Maori make up almost 20% of New Zealand's population. The mother of an Indian woman who police believe was murdered by her husband in Britain says she wants her son-in-law brought to justice. Officials believe Pankaj Lamba killed Harshita Brella, left her body in a car boot in London and fled the country. Samir Hussain has been to meet Ms. Brella's parents in Delhi.
Harshita Brella's mother, Sudesh Kumari, could not hold back her grief. Through tears, she said the only thing that she wants now is justice for her daughter. Harshita's father, Satbir Brella, described his daughter as simple and studious. She wanted to be a teacher, he said, and she would spend her days tutoring children in their home in Delhi before turning to her own studies. Now the parents say all they can hope for is that their son-in-law is brought to justice and that Harshita's body can be brought back to India.
A drop in the number of Chinese studying in the US means they no longer make up the largest foreign nationality at American universities for the first time in 15 years. They've now been overtaken by students from India, who this year number over 300,000. The decline began during the COVID pandemic. A diplomatic row has erupted between Kosovo and Romania about an international football match that had to be abandoned. The Kosovan players said they were the victims of racist chanting on Friday night and walked off the pitch. Romania does not recognise Kosovo's independence from Serbia. BBC News.